נפתח את השיעור בקטעים נבחרים מהמקורות.
We'll begin the lesson reading excerpts from the sources on the subject of the correction of the shattering is preparation for the European Congress. You can find our text on kabbalahmedia.info and watch the lesson, as well as send us questions during the lesson on kab.tv. We'll begin with excerpt number 22. From Baal Sulam, Pri Chacham talks the person's actions and practices. All of an individual's actions and practices are one order arranged by the emanator by way of choosing him with love. From all those acts emerges a single depiction as bright as the clear skies, as they are all united and intertwined by way of cause and effect, to the point where all actions are united into one act. And this is the secret of the unity of the actions from the actions, meaning that from each created being emerge many actions which, in the end, will combine together until they become a single act. And this unification occurs in each and every created being and his actions. And after the unification of all the acts of the created beings into that act, by way of, if for the Mikra, for that individual created being, now all the souls in the world must unite and combine into one soul, which emerges from amongst all those souls which become one, as in the beginning of creation, where only a single Adam, a single human, was created. And from his copulations, he bore sons. And those sons followed in his way, mating and multiplying, until this world came to be with its 70 nations, and within them the seed of Israel. And at the end of correction, they will join together until they are all made into one man, like Adam HaRishon. This is the matter of the particular and the whole and the general. There is nothing in the whole which is missing in the individual, and therefore each individual, being an individual, is capable of integrating, entering into the whole. This is the matter of one who was part of the whole and left the whole, didn't leave in order to testify about himself, but rather to testify regarding the whole.
Again, it means that we should not learn about any detail on its own, but rather each and every detail only exists in order to point to the general, the whole, and from all of the details, we just have to learn about the whole. So we should not even learn about the details. There is no reality to them, but only that each and every one is special in that if he joins the whole, the collective, or he leaves the whole, it is only in order for us to learn and grasp the whole, the general. The general is what is the topic. So please, again.
Again, excerpt 22. Here, all of an individual's actions and practices are one order, arranged by the emanator, by way of choosing him with love. From all those acts emerges a single depiction, as bright as the clear skies. They are all united and intertwined by way of cause and effect, to the point where all actions are united into one act. And this is the secret of the unity of the actions from the actions, meaning that from each created being emerge many actions which in the end are destined to combine together until they become a single act. And this unification occurs in each and every created being and his actions. And after the unification of all the acts of the created beings into that act, by way of if for the Mikra, im la Mikra, for that individual created being, now all the souls in the world must unite and combine into one soul, which emerges from among all those souls which become one, as in the beginning of creation, where only a single human, a single Adam, was created. And from his copulations he bore sons, and those sons followed in his way, mating and multiplying, until this world came to be, with its 70 nations, and within them the seed of Israel. And at the end of correction, they will join together until they are all made into one man, like Adam HaRishon. Understand this well. This is the matter of the particular and the whole. There is nothing in the whole which is missing from the individual, and therefore each individual, being an individual, is capable of integrating into the whole. This is the matter of one who was part of the whole and left the whole, didn't leave in order to testify about himself, but rather to testify regarding the whole.
Any questions? You're the only one. Well, what do you want? Microphone? Well, they'll give it to you.
He mentioned at the end there that Adam Rishon... Well, what's the connection between the unity of the actions, the unite together until one action emerges? What's the connection between that and Adam Rishon?
Well, we need to discover this system called Adam Rishon. It is called Adam.
What's the connection between those actions? He says,
well, through our actions, we discover this network of connection between us, that all of our actions unite together, and then they are revealed with respect to us as a system, as a network, which is called Adam HaRishon.
And that's the result? That's the cause and effect?
It's a result of our efforts.
And then it turns out that...
Well,
what is Adam HaRishon?
Adam HaRishon is the interact connections between us, between everyone. When I now look at, let's say, some roadmap, you saw how it is in some country, in there are many, many roads, and I look at them. This is some connection between different places, right? So there is such a connection between everyone. It's not even three-dimensional, it is n-dimensional. You have n dimensions there. And this network of connections is called Adam. Why? Because to the extent that all of these individuals, all of these specific places are cut off from each other, isolated from each other, to the extent that they can establish between them interconnections, they build this network of connection, well, together with the upper light, with the Creator, by asking Him to do all of these things for them in their mind and in their emotion, and what they build is called Adam. Therefore, they are also called Adam. That's all. This is the result of their effort.
How can it be said that there's nothing in the whole which is lacking from the individual?
Well, so each and every one, when he connects with others correctly, he is included in that network, and the network is also, it also includes him, or he himself is included of the 10 individual sefirot, because he himself is integrated inside of the general 10 sefirot, and more general, that way.
How do you define the common denominator for everything we just spoke of?
Havaya.
To reach Havaya?
Havaya, yes. Ten spirot are Havaya. However, you have the more specific, more particular, or less particular, more inclusive or less inclusive. However, this is how it is. There is no more than that. You have a ten, which is it's always for sure a 10, not less or more. However, it depends on the scale. But according to the scale, you discover colors, sounds, all kinds of such phenomena, however spiritual ones. And that's it. Okay? There are no questions. Brazil.
Good morning, dear Hav. And how can a person connect to all parts of the broken soul?
We learn that all the time. What else we need to do? I mean, that's the only thing we have to do, to connect to all of the broken parts and to say that anyone who is disqualifying is disqualifying through his own flaws. They're not the ones who are broken. I'm the one who is broken. This is why I see the world as broken. I see a world full of people who hate each other and they punch each other and they lie and look at what they are doing to each other. And all of this is because I see the world this way. Anyone who is disqualifying through his own faults. Flaws. So I have to correct myself until I will see the world as heaven. Paradise. It was the Garden of Eden, so it's still the Garden of Eden, heaven, but you see it as hell. Then you corrected yourself gradually until you have turned your perception into heaven. That's it. Did anything change in reality? Other than your perception, nothing. Okay. This is what we do, all in all. This is why it is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, reception, how to receive reality. That's it. Moscow.
You just said that when each one integrates correctly with the others, he integrates into the network of connections of Adam Rishon. What is the proper integration with others? How is it accomplished?
To be as one man in one heart. You have many verses about it. Well, what can I tell you? Everyone should be friends, everyone are included in each other, love your friend as yourself. Besides that, there is nothing. Yes?
For example, when you say that we need to integrate correctly with the others, then you can also, it means that it's possible to integrate incorrectly. So
read Rabash's articles about the society and see what it says. Look what it says. And you will see how much from time and again, you will see deeper things there, things that are more obligating. Well, yes.
I don't understand. What can we learn from the one who leaves the whole? What does he teach us about the whole? About the individual who leaves the whole, I mean.
The individual that leaves the whole teaches that it comes in order for him to hold the whole, the collective. And the collective, the whole, includes all of the individuals that want to hold the whole, to sustain the whole. And the whole in itself, well, as we say, there is no creator without a created being. And the whole in itself does not exist by itself, but it is only the particulars, the individuals that find it for us. Is it number 25 here? Number 25. Do not be surprised. 25.
Excerpt 25 from the introduction to the Book of Zohar by Baal Sulam. Do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world, for it is an unbending law that the general and the particular are as equal as two peas in a pod, as two drops of water. And all that applies to the general applies to the particular as well. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole. For the general, the whole can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, according to the quantity and quality thereof. Evidently, the value of an act of parts elevates or lowers the entire whole. Evidently, the value of an act of a part elevates or lowers the entire whole.
Okay, yes or no?
Well, let's say there is some act which the whole collective participate in, and one individual decides that he can't do it. He's incapable of it.
Incapable? Why?
I don't know.
No, what do you mean, I don't know why? Because he cannot bend towards the collective, towards others. Don't say, I don't know. There is no such thing. The reason is clear. In a collective, it cannot be that it is unknown. Because with respect to you, we're talking about an action. And if it's an action, it's not the hidden world, it's the revealed world. If I see that others are doing it and I'm not doing it, the problem is that I'm not integrated with them, and that I'm not bending myself and bowing myself, that I cannot be awakened by them. This is why I cannot do it. I can't do what they are doing.
So what does this teach regarding the whole, regarding the collective?
It testifies about the collective that if I do something together with everyone, then my actions are just like the whole itself. You can learn from me about the collective, the whole, because the general and the particular are equal. In me, there is a copy or a projection of the entire society.
But again, that individual,
every man is a small world, and in short, yes,
that individual didn't manage to bend.
Well, if he didn't succeed, then he leaves the collective.
So what does this testify regard? What does this teach us regarding the collective? What can we learn from it?
We can learn from it that the collective wasn't able to work on him, and he wasn't able to bend himself before the collective, so both of them are at fault. Both of them. And we need to pray. If you're asking in practice, so indeed in such a case we have to speak when, let's say, Gabriel, your friend, disagrees with whatever we decided or whatever we did. He's against it. He's not in his mind and heart with our collective. So we have to pray for him. Truly to save his soul. This is considered that a person cannot come out of prison, cannot run out of there and run away from there, and we can do it. That's it. Okay. Svika, what's with you?
No, I have a question for you. Let's say there's one...
Rachamim is not here today?
He'll come. Let's say there's a person who's very smart, and everyone can see, it's very apparent that he's smart. And there's another smart person who says, I don't accept the other one's wisdom. What do you do then?
I don't say anything. I don't look at him.
No, I mean, what about, you say, the camp is divided. Half say this, half say that. Who do we follow?
So then we need to work. Work on the connection. I don't understand the question.
I'm asking in general. Let's say there are very smart people, a smart person you follow, and there's another smart person, you see others follow him. So how can you decide who to follow?
I don't follow anyone.
So what do you do?
I have chosen for myself who I'm going to follow.
Who?
The Creator.
That's a good answer.
Follow a person? Where have you seen a person in our world whom...
He makes sense.
Oh, to your reason, he makes sense. I see. So you follow your own logic.
Not mine.
Well, yes, because you're the one who decided.
No, I see the majority following him.
So you're following... Okay.
Of course. What else will I do?
Well, we have nothing to talk about. Next.
Excerpt 23 from the Book of Zohar, Toldot. You have no organ or limb in a person without a corresponding creation in the world. Because as one's body is divided into organs and limbs, all standing degrees above degrees, those corrected by those, and they are all one body, so it is with the world. All those creations in the world are all organs upon organs, standing atop each other, one atop the other. And when they are all corrected, they will become as one body.
Why did the Creator make out of this integral image a discrete image? How should I say it? Discrete. So that we, by discrete actions, can reach the sum total, the whole, the complete form. We don't know how to do that, but nevertheless, each and every action of ours, even though it is a specific, limited action, we nevertheless are doing with it a complete action. Anyone who learned in integrals, what is it that we do, the form of the integral, then what's inside of the integral, plus C, a constant. This C, this addition, that completes these corners where we, in a discrete manner, we cannot go in there and complete it. I don't quite have the words, but in mathematics, it is very clear. So, in short, each and every action, it is called, the Creator will finish the job for me. That I do something, a little square, another little square, another little square, but how to complete all of these squares with all of the things that... Let's say there is an image, so I can do these pixels, but how do I do it? Let's say when it comes out of these squares, this part, how do I do it? Is it clear? How do I complete the things that are the difference between, let's say, the square and the circle? It's a well-known question. So we don't have such a possibility. Let's say I want to measure what is the area. How do you denote it? With a P? How do I check what is the area? How can I measure it? I can measure it only according to the number of these squares. So how do I complete it? This is why we have another addition to the integral. And this is called, the Creator will finish the job for me, that I will perform the actions with His help, but He will also finish it for me. That's another addition that I cannot take into account. Okay? Good. Next.
Kiev.
Oh, Kiev.
Да, здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Я вчера разговаривал днем.
Yes, hello, dear Rav. And yesterday I spoke with a friend from Petah Tikva. We talked a bit about the Congress and the preparations for it, the atmosphere around it yesterday. And as you connect with the friends, you keep receiving great power from that connection. And the question is, what do we lack each time so that in the current stage we will feel that the Creator is adding in that with that integral, that He complements it, as you just said?
I can't tell you. There are several things in that. It is actually one. Well, on the one hand, I receive more and more a sensation, some guess, that the Creator is in the actions. I get it through the friends, through the society. The more I'm included in the society, by that I increase my area in which I want to feel the Creator. And when I come out of myself to them, I actually build this area where He will be revealed. This is how, this is the work. And by that, all kinds of emotions awaken in me, new emotions, until I begin to truly feel and also understand in my mind, this is how it is. This is what the Creator wants. This is how He does it. Bit by bit, we come closer to the revelation of the Creator. It doesn't happen at once. It's just like we say that. That's how we talk about Ibu, Yenika, Mochin, but following the same rules that we study. You won't be able. You don't build anything from scratch. Rather, to the contrary, the more you will advance, you will remember that you learned it before, and it says here and there that this is what you have to do. And now you just understand it. You have to do it. Okay.
Can Vlad or no?
Vlad, okay or not?
Baal Sulam did many different things, external actions. He wrote all these sublime compositions, the study of the Ten Sefirot, on one hand, and on the other, he went out to the public, to the crowds. He did many things. So there's always that point of connection with the Creator above everything that's happening, right? Even in corporeal actions, do we need to place that point of connection with the Creator higher every time?
Yes, but intermittently with falls, with darkness, and you have such periods of time when a person feels himself as completely disconnected, and this disconnection comes to him from the upper will. And he has to go through it. And it seems to him, in all of these states, that he is completely disconnected. And there are states where indeed he is disconnected. And later on, he thinks that he is disconnected, so he's no longer disconnected because he has the knowledge about him being disconnected. And then again, he's completely disconnected, meaning he completely loses his connection with the spiritual reality. And this is how it is. Until more and more he is in agreement with the upper management, where he loses his individuality and he is willing to be included in whatever the Creator does with him, and then he becomes whole. Well, Kiev, okay.
Ну еще немножко, если можно, один вопрос по технологии. Вот.
If possible, one more question regarding the technology of it. You said that I integrate with the friends, I lose my individuality, as you just said. But in our work, we do it by integrating with our whole worldly, whole world group, global group, or is it in my own personal 10, or I can't manage to, I don't understand.
I didn't understand it. We now have to begin to think about our general kli, and also about my personal kli, my 10. How am I included in my small 10, and how am I included in the big 10, and how am I included with my small 10 in the big 10, and how am I included with my 10 and with many other 10s in the great 10. In short, all of the possibilities that you can see here, all in all, the system is not too complicated. It's quite simple. You have numerous tens that are all arranged in tens, hundreds, thousands, and more. Well, so what? All in all, there is nothing to it. I mean, such a discrete form that is always divided into 10, and there is a connection between the Ktarim, Chochmot, Binot, in all of these 10s. All in all, it's 1 10. And there are other connections in all kinds of different forms of the Igulim, the circles, and Yosher, and all kinds of forms of interconnection. Just like in our body, let's say, when you have different levels, but there are also systems that work between these levels. And this is how we need to think about it more. I am telling you, you'll begin by that, begin to delve deeper into that, you'll see how much it helps you. Because you, in this general kli, it's easier to reach the general feeling of reality, the feeling of the force that works in this reality, the Creator. It's a lot easier.
We all become incorporated in one great system. It was like that before as well, but not by our own efforts. But now, by our own efforts, which we make together, we want to feel, it's called our desire to see our King. And this is very helpful. You will all have, I hope you will now receive this general feeling that you are within a general system, which is much easier than in the 10, because there's a much greater power at work here.
Rav, since the Moldova Congress until now, it has become truly clear that you cannot perform any action without the 10. Truly, if there's no force coming from the 10, you simply sit there and you can't move.
Yes.
Now, towards the Italian Congress and then European Congress, will we start to feel the same thing between the 10s, meaning one 10 cannot do anything without other 10s, or it doesn't work this way?
No, always. Also, nothing is is cancelled. Both. We will feel the connection between the tens, and we will feel the one general ten. 10 and not 9, nor 11.
And each 10 will discover its dependency on all of the other 10s?
Yes, of course, the dependency and also the extent to which they depend on it. And
so if right now in the 10 I feel that as a 10 we're not yet running towards, I don't know, Italy, Europe, all of the things that we have, what can we do as a 10? We don't yet have this power of...
Everything is clarified by thought. Everything is clarified by thought. If you want, if you can, if you are capable of carrying out all sorts of physical actions which will support that thought, do it. But ultimately, it's only the thought. All right? Great. Ah, you have arrived. All right. Speak, speak.
How are the particular and the general equal? How does that bring the whole world to one rudimentary havaya called love?
The form of connection, or more correctly, the essence of the connection, the essence of the connection. When Keter Chokhmah Bina Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Odisot Malchut connect from above down and from below upwards, the essence of their connection is called love. Yes.
Thank you very much. You said to increase the area of the Creator, meaning the place where He is revealed. So the area of the Creator, this is the concept of the ten, and the place is the desire. If so, which desire should we increase? My desire or the desire of the ten? I don't quite understand how I can increase the desire of the ten, or maybe I'm mistaken about it.
To increase the desire of the ten, the area of the ten, you can do that only by connecting with others. You see this this picture, right? So you have these pixels, which you can't magnify, you can't make any pixel bigger or smaller, you can only increase the number of pixels, and by that you get a clearer picture. That's how it works. That's how computers work, zero or one, and by those many zeros and ones, from that you get numbers and all the operations. All right, Almata?
So. What?
So we have to work more on increasing the connection within my ten, or?
Yes, all the tens, it doesn't matter, me inside my ten, me and my ten, regarding all the other tens, even me with all the other tens without my own ten, let's say, all of the ktarim are tied together, chokhmot, binot, all those sfirot are connected, tied to each other, right? Let's say, the sfira of hod. It's tied to the other Sfira Hod, and another Hod, and another Hod. It's a system within a system. All of the Sfirot of Hod, all of the Sfirot of Netzach, or Tiferet, or Yesod, they're all tied together. Other than them also having different connections, and different interconnections. Now, you, let's say, you belong to the Sfira of Hod in your ten. You can be connected to other such Hod, Sfirot of Hod, which are in different tens. You don't need to wait for you to affect them through your own ten. You can be directly connected to them. Be a little more loose about it. Later it'll all be sorted out. You'll come to feel how it's working. It's like a living body. There are rules to it, but these rules, we will discover them. In that way, in a more free way. Yes, all right?
Santiago,
Santiago, all right.
I can't see them. Santiago.
Good morning, Rav. A question about the work in the tent. The common prayer that the tent does for the sake of its own unity, does it raise the gradual desire to unite with the world kli, or is it something that we have to work on separately?
You need to work on it separately, but regardless, each and every ten, whatever it does on its own, it is still tied to all the other tens, and it affects them by nature, whether they want to or not, instinctively. It's above nature, the way it works. Germany.
Да, тест, слышно?
Слышно.
Да. Шумим?
Шумим.
We hear.
Шумим? Слышно?
Да.
Хорошо. Мы встречались с десяткой Москвы. У нас запланировано...
We met with the Moscow 10. And we have meetings that are planned with other tents. I know the friends from Köln Düsseldorf also met with a tent from Moscow yesterday. And we yesterday in the tent kind of were discussing how much should we do it. Yesterday was this argument, a discussion of how much should we do it. Should we dissolve and meet with the friends from the world on a daily basis and truly dissolve in them? Or should we in some form within the ten, inside of it, we should just support it in terms of our essence as a ten. What is more correct?
I cannot say. I really can't tell you. It depends on our life, our lives. I go out early in the morning from my house. I go to work. I barely even see my children. They get up, you know, like this. And I go to work. In the evening, I come back home. Tired. And they are running all over the place. They don't want to go to sleep, right? Shouts, cries, we don't want to, and so on, right? These few moments in the morning and in the evening, that's when I see them. Is that enough for me? In order to hear those screams, yeah, that's enough. But in order to integrate with them a little bit, perhaps it isn't sufficient. That's how our lives are organized. We don't have that much time for all those interconnections, all those interactions. Now I'll go and interact with all the tents in the world. You can find hundreds of tents, and what then? And so, as much as possible, well, each one should try to have an impression of that. And each one has his own tent, of course, that's the main thing. And the other tents are in a virtual way, let's say, right? There's no choice. Now we have the Italy Congress coming up. We will connect with the Italian tent. Later we have the Congress in Bulgaria, and we'll connect to the tents in Europe through this Congress. That's how it'll happen. That's how it'll work. Perhaps later we'll have more congresses until our Congress in Israel in February. Perhaps we'll do once a month or every 2 months some virtual congress with all of the tents in the world. It doesn't have to be a day or two, but let's say half a day, a third. Like that. We'll see. But certainly we need to have this and that, both. Go ahead, sir. Yes.
You talked before about the connection between the Sfirot Hod of all the tens, or Sfirot Netzach of all of the tens.
Yes.
Is there such a thing called chemistry between people, or, you know, that they're closer to each other?
Yes.
And how is this related to
you can connect according to whatever dispositions you have. And later you can see how all these dispositions, all these inclinations are, they change. You have all sorts. I cannot say. These are things that we need to work on and to see from life. How much can you tell your child about the whole of life? You give him some entrance to it, a gateway, and he opens other gates and he assembles knowledge and impressions, emotions, and so he becomes part of it. What? With every single detail, can you speak about and explain every single detail? No. No, it's better that you read for us. Continue.
Reading excerpt 24 from A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar. The whole of the body and its organs are one. The body exchanges thoughts and sensations with each of the its organs. For example, if the whole body thinks that a certain organ should serve it and please it, this organ immediately knows that thought and provides the contemplated pleasure. Also, if an organ thinks and feels that the place it is in is narrow, the rest of the body immediately knows that thought and sensation and moves it to a comfortable place. However, should an organ be cut off from the body, they become two separate entities. The rest of the body no longer knows the needs of the separated organ, and the organ no longer knows the thoughts of the body, so as to serve it and benefit it. But if a physician came and reconnected the organ to the body as before, the organ would once again know the thoughts and needs of the rest of the body, and the rest of the body should once again know the needs of the organ.
We also see this in our lives. Sometimes I'm in contact with some person, and suddenly, without noticing, I'm completely detached from him, disconnected, I'm connected to other things, and then later when I remember him, it seems odd to me that I was ever related to him in any way, and no or yes, this time or that, and so on. We have this in all various forms of connection. So we need to make an effort to renew them, not to be so impressed by the fact that they're severed all of a sudden and then you come back into contact. But the main thing is to be in this inspiration, in this to be impressed. But look, see what's happening. The more I connect with each and every one, I build within myself, because of my connection with him, out of that connection, I build within me those systems. Until I'm integrated with all those systems, and then I'll be called Adam. And so, the more we integrate with the friends, and integration is about how much we want to support them and to bring them closer, for them to support us, to be in reciprocal connections with each other. And this is through the Creator as well, because a person cannot save himself, rescue himself from prison, and also his society can't do it either unless they follow the in the name of the Lord to do it, for him to raise him a degree, and so on. And that's how it works. And so we need to be in contact with each other, interact with each other. And you will see how much work there is to do in that. And you'll very quickly become very rich with the vessels and impressions within those vessels. Here, an opportunity opens up to us the ability to expand our vessels so much that it's a wonder how in our world we will then see how we're just stealing from ourselves the correct impression from the world, the correct form and shape of the world, but in spirituality it opens up through those connections. So, as much as possible, we need to connect all these entities together and to come to that one single entity, single authority. Right? Everyone's silent. Read it again.
Again, 24. The body and its organs are one. The whole of the body exchanges thoughts and sensations with each of its organs. For example, if the whole body thinks that a certain organ should serve it and please it, the organ immediately knows that thought and provides the contemplated pleasure. Also, if an organ thinks and feels that the place it is in is narrow, the whole of the body immediately knows that thought and sensation and moves it to a comfortable place. However, should an organ be cut off from the body, they become two separate entities. The whole of the body no longer knows the needs of the separated organ, and the organ no longer knows the thoughts of the body so as to serve it and benefit it. But if a physician came and reconnected the organ to the body as before, the organ would once again know the thoughts and needs of the whole of the body, and the whole of the body would once again know the needs of the organ.
Sometimes it's really... it's actually enough for me to connect to someone, and through him I receive such knowledge, such emotions, impressions, context, and so on, where it's simply unbelievable that it's possible. And it doesn't depend on how great the person is, but on how much he belongs to my nature, is part of my nature, and I belong to him, and so on. It works. You have to try it. Right, 25. Are we read 25? Well, 26.
Excerpt 26 from Peace in the World.
I see that you're all falling asleep. It's as if very difficult materials. Everyone's looking at you. You can see how they look. How can it be that it's difficult material?
You said that as a result of the connections between us, the body grows. How? How from the connections between us?
It's as if I appropriate what you have and he has and she has, and then you understand my head becomes like 1,000 brains, 1,000 heads, my emotional faculties, like 1,000 times over, or however much. What do you mean? It's not 1,000 times over. It's 1,000 which are all different and connected together. That's a multiplication. You understand what the mechanism of integration we have here? And intertwining, you have all sorts of combinatorics here between everyone from here, from that. Wisdom is derived.
The point is, what activates it? Okay, it exists, but what activates it?
What activates it? I activate it. If I don't want to be connected to others, nothing will help. Nothing will help me.
What?
How is it done? How does my clique grow as a result of the expansion of the connections between us?
How does it grow now?
I don't know.
It's exactly... No, because even now, as I grow, it seems to me that I'm growing as an individual. Incorrect. Here in me, the same laws of nature are in operation. And more cells and connections are revealed, and thus I become smarter, more sensitive. This is the way our study, our development, that's how it all works. What's with you? It's well known. To the extent to which one knows how to incorporate things which are outside of him, he integrates with those things, he incorporates them, and from that, he gets wisdom, knowledge, sensations. You have nothing that is yours. What's yours is simply a very tiny single lishimo, nothing else besides. Everything else, everything you received by having connected to various other things outside of you.
Before you said that everything happens in the area of the Creator. This is what you said, within the area of the Creator.
Well, let's say, I don't know exactly.
What does it mean, the area of the Creator? It's not clear to me.
So don't ask me in...
No, it's related to this. You said that all the actions are done in the Creator's territory or area. And you said the connections between people, it's also in the Creator's area, right?
Yes, because it's one vessel. Well, yes, Vlad.
Following the Moldova Congress, you might say that we are in the day after because everything changed. All of the paradigm, it all changed there. Everyone felt that each one is connected to all of the tens, and all the tens are connected to each other as one. So, and also what we went through now, all of the people of Israel, how do we continue this situation? What now is the should happen with a man, the ten, and you know, with everything that happened?
That's good. I'm very glad to hear that you're speaking like that, and perhaps a few more friends think the same. That really the structure of Bnei Baruch changed. You can even say that after the Moldova Congress. It was revealed to us because we created a connection, a very good connection there, in part of the vessel. The whole world clique connected with us. And out of that, we jumped to the next degree. And now, we need to come to a new vessel, to establish the new vessel. So what are you asking?
So how do we know, well, how should a person, it is felt that we no longer is connected to the bodies as before. I was thinking that my ten are actually ten bodies.
Now, no. In every interaction and connection we make, we have to take into account that I'm connecting to the general kli, the general vessel, and a certain part of its body, let's say the Moscow group. So I connect to them, but I understand that in the whole of this general vessel, that is but a part. But the sensation of the general vessel lives within me.
It means that now any connection in the ten, any kind of connection is a connection of the whole world kli as one.
Yes, of course.
So how does this change our thoughts? What should we...
I feel that if now I connect with some friends from Europe, this acts, it's as if I connect with other friends in South America.
It's really felt already that...
If you feel it already, then it's excellent. Then we're talking about the same thing.
So we keep on adding pixels to this picture?
Yes. We receive our inner sensations, inner feelings. And not that we add outside of us. It's because it's established within us. A new thing is born within us. Because of that, we feel that this image is expanding. Oh, it's excellent what you're saying.
These pixels, are they connections between the world Kli or?
Yes, yes. The form of Adam, this great vessel called Adam, begins to be more and more clarified to me. Yes.
And should we physically also add something in our work?
No, but that's what I talked about. I can't be physically in interaction with everyone, but perhaps here and there to try to be connected to a certain group, let's say once a day, if possible. Some SMS messages, some direct messages, whatever is sufficient, or a short letter, or by phone. Doesn't matter what. But it's good.
In
that way, we'll begin to come to feel the Kli, the vessel, in such a way where we feel that there is someone that's filling it up. We'll come close to the sensation of that area of the global Bnei Baruch, when we'll begin to see it in an emotional sense. You'll begin to see that the Creator is filling it up.
For example, in a Russian-speaking Kli, there is a daily article where everybody connects it from the whole world, or the Russian-speaking friends. Day after day, all the friends, they see each other, they speak, they can give an impression to each other, those who want to, even. And in parallel, there's a Zoom in Europe, in English, so we can join that, anyone can join it.
Make it public. You're performing many actions, many things, which by chance I come to hear about that later. Where is it advertised? How can I know? It's just all like that. You know, you're stealing from yourselves by, shutting it and closing it. You know, it's keeping it private between a few people. That's not how you do it. If someone knows or someone doesn't, you don't care. You don't care about the general vessel. You don't feel it's yours yet.
Can I continue?
What?
How much such actions that seem as physical, but we do them day after day, how much does it contribute to our solidification as one Kli? And,
it contributes, but it can be for bad rather than for good also. Why am I now angry, as you feel? Because if you do it only in some small part of the vessel, just amongst yourselves, so to speak, then it's better not to do it. You understand that it's better not to do it. If it's closed, if it's if you don't want to make it public, or you don't do it, but even without intention, you have to be completely open to everyone with such actions. That's first of all. Otherwise, it's to your detriment. Right? Moscow.
Good morning, our teacher. We have two similar questions about connections, connecting on Zoom, what we talked about. Moscow has these meetings as open, and they go from Monday to Thursday at 5 p.m. The idea was to create a Kli before the evening lesson. After the Moldova Congress, pain was felt that if we don't feel the same Kli that we had in the Moldova group, we can't tolerate this situation anymore. It became a necessary meeting. And the question is, how do we truly make it spiritual? 100%. Meaning in a format that you would have liked it to be.
I don't know. I didn't want to tell you anything. Just do it. Just act. But again, it's not only the Moscow group, or if it's not just the Russian groups, it's not good. Open it up as much as possible. You cannot say that you're a vessel a clue of only Russian speakers or only those who were in the Moldova Congress.
Раф, у нас там группа Чикаго есть, присоединялась вчера.
We have friends from the Chicago group. They joined us yesterday.
Mister, I don't know who joins and who doesn't, but understand that you cannot take a body, let's say a human body, and start treating only a certain part of it while the whole of the body is sick. You need to think about its general welfare. How you bring it to, how you give it life. And if you operate only amongst a few groups in a separatist kind of way, then you're causing bad instead of good to you and to everyone. That's why I'm saying, think of the whole general world kli. Make these things public. Publish them. There needs to be a certain board where I can go on it, and it's written there, but in a short, succinct way, without confusing everyone. These and those hours, you have this or that link, you have this or that going on, and that's it. And then I go into it, and I see where I can participate.
This is what I'm talking about. Before Moldova, it was for Russian speakers, and after the Moldova Congress, friends started joining us on World Kli.
All right, don't tell me about that. I'm telling you what needs to happen. Perhaps you're already doing all that, so. And perhaps not yet. Well.
Guadalajara. Guadalajara.
La pregunta es, ¿cuál es la diferencia?
My question is, what is the difference between expansion and a decline or falling?
I can't tell you what the difference is. Expansion means that I begin to receive this feeling, a certain regard for the rest of the friends, the rest of the groups, then in them I also feel how the upper force is operating within them, how he holds us all together, how he changes in the way he treats the whole group and myself individually and so on. This is out of our connection together amongst ourselves. That's how it is. But again, there's none as wise as the experienced. If you make an effort, if you attempt to feel those things, it'll happen. It'll come.
New York.
New York.
Rav, I just wanted to tell you that in North America we have a Google Calendar, and we will work with all of the other groups to connect them to that. It's very comfortable. It simply opens up with links to all of the activities. I want everyone to know about it. All the English-speaking ones, we will build such an international calendar for all of our activities.
Great. Teach me that also. All right?
Santiago.
And we had Santiago.
Gracias, Rav. Un anuncio. Así como
thank you, Rav. And another announcement. Just like we have Zoom during the day in the World Kli, we also get together half an hour before the morning lesson between 2 and 2:30 Israel time. And we do a preparation in Hebrew, English, Spanish, and Russian. We invite all of the friends to participate in this preparation of the whole World Kli. And again, this is done on the Zoom of the Constant Congress, the same Zoom we use for the Amchal duty. All the friends are invited.
Excellent. Well, thank you. We will perhaps continue to something else.
Yes.
What? The preface?
Pticha.
Preface. I prefer the preface.
So we'll move on to the next.